example.
If you are looking to develop better relationships, to command more attention, and develop loyal friends, families, and followers, you have to improve the way you give and receive in conversation with others. Communication is at the core of all successful interactions. And it is also while learning how to effectively read people is quite a useful skill, there are two different purposes for doing so, and they are at the complete opposite side of the ethical spectrum. Number one, learning nonverbal cues that allow you to take advantage of a situation and stack the deck in your favor. Number two, learning how to better understand people through compassion and empathy. While there are many studies have shown that confidence is also a romantically and sexually attractive feature, it can increase the interest of a person to another. In other cases, your confidence may rub off on others, something that most humans are subconsciously aware of. A glowing confidence that does not cross into arrogance is magnetic and draws people to you as they... An important factor in being able to read and understand others and receive better reactions and responses is through self-improvement, becoming a better you. Just as you can go to the gym or for a run every day for the next year and get into better shape, and just as you can read quality books on a topic every day for the next year to become more educated, nonverbal communication is generally our truest form of interaction, especially since we are mostly unaware of it. It is a way of outwardly expressing what is going on inside of us, regardless of whether we speak the words or not. And these conditioned responses and expressions are many times determined by our developed personality, among other factors. Therefore, being able to determine which personality type a person is most likely will go a long way. As humans, we communicate for a wide variety of reasons. Whether we need or want something, are afraid of something, or are annoyed by something, whether we want to be rid of something or someone, are hungry, tired, hot, cold, happy, or upset, communication allows us to express our instinctual feelings. And since we have a developed state of consciousness, we are also able to communicate more abstract thoughts and ideas, such as love, passion, theories, and conclusions. Whether we are aware of it or not, we tend to send dozens of signals to the world regarding our mood, our perspective of our current environment, our wellness and health, our stress level, our feelings about the person or people around us, our intentions, our thoughts, as well as many other factors that affect us. These signals come in the form of eye movements, facial expressions, posture, hand gestures, foot movement, leg and arm positioning, as well as more subtle forms, such as a slight turn of the head or minor lean of the body in one direction or another. At one time, body language... Subsequently, as you maintain this positivity and see more positive responses in return, you'll likely find that your ability to think positively and confidently also increases. Concordantly, if you want to see more positive responses and reactions, you will also need to prevent negative thinking and avoid counterproductive thoughts such as, this will not work, or they will not like me. Negativity is a huge obstacle that can present itself outwardly through your body language, facial expressions, and postures. So, if you want to elicit a more positive...